I certainly was looking forward to this moment after having dinner last night with the boss, his lovely wife Kelly, and a variety of the people on his team. What a team, what a team, what a team. I'm talking about a guy who is an award-winning hospitality leader, more than 30 years of industry experience, highly regarded in the hotel and resort world for his leadership and commitment to the local community. His passion for iconic American resorts was ignited when he was tapped to lead the Omni Homestead Resort in Hot Springs, Virginia, in 2013. He has maintained the magnificence, the elegance, and the history of this grand hotel. And for that, David Jerzak, President of Operations, I thank you. And I appreciate, David said to me, because he heard my opening, he would understand being nervous.
Sure.
As a regular attendee, if you will, of this grand hotel, that with new people coming on board, they might screw it up. But you have been an incredible steward, and you have polished this gem.
Thank you. It's our owners that are true. I don't have a checkbook that big. our owners have been committed from day one. When I interviewed with them, one of the first things I asked them, and you know, I know what the commitment takes to run a historic hotel, and the Omni Homestead, it's 170, or it was built in 1766. So there's extra dollars. It's not like running a hotel in a downtown urban destination. You've got to come with loads of cash. And they said, we're fully committed to it. And they convinced me, and here I am.
Well, you can see all the things that are being done that are spectacular and could be argued, well, that makes good sense. That'll be good for business. That'll this or that or whatever. But you have looked at this beautiful building in now the 138th season, welcoming guests back, visitors, brand new visitors to Grand Hotel. And you're celebrating a season of connection at America's Summer Place. And you're doing something about the facade, the front of the building, which is not necessarily where one would look and say, oh, they're going to make money off that. You're just doing it because it's what the building needed.
Absolutely. You know, building the Macallan Pizza Company, which you enjoyed last night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, putting a restaurant in and making money, there's a return on investment. When we had the discussion with our ownership group about doing the facade, it was a five-year commitment. It's 660 feet long. I found out the other day, Paul, a 660 feet long is a furlong. I don't even know that.
I didn't know that.
I know that Saturday. Found out Saturday.
I'm going to use that statistic for the rest of my life.
One furlong. So, but it's a commitment. You know, it's a lot of woodwork. I can't say that it has been neglected because it hasn't been neglected, but it hasn't been brought to the restoration period, which means taking wood down to its bare wood, repainting it, taking the columns down, shoring them up, taking wood rot out, putting them back up. And when we originally went to our owners and said, you know, I put everything in it. You know, Gene Hopkins with Hopkins Gerns, our historic architect.
Well, they have a long relationship with Grand Hotel.
32 years.
So you went right to an excellent source.
Yes. They worked with the Mussers and we hired them on and said, you know, what do we need to do? And we threw everything in that we could into this budget and this plan and presented to the owners with the idea that maybe the owners would cut it back. And they said, we love it. Move forward. We're going to spend about $25 million over that 5 years.
Well, you see, that was the big fear, because there are a lot of venture capitalists that are, frankly, swooping into America and taking over beloved businesses. Could be heating and air conditioning. Could be now it's hospitals. And unfortunately, many of them don't appear to have an interest in maintaining the excellence that was once there and growing that. They have an interest in taking out as much money from it as they can and selling it. Well, you don't spend as much money as you spent on the Esther Williams redo of the swimming pool. You don't spend what you just said, the amount of money for a facade on a building, if you're planning on draining the money and spinning it off. You're obviously not doing that. That was one of the concerns in the beginning.
And it should have been. So, you know, the commitment we have is to our guests and the people to continue to return. And there's, you know, I listened to you right before the segment and talking about people coming back generationally. I met a couple yesterday. She's been coming back for 50 years. Next year will be her 50th season. Her husband next year will be his 40th season. Took him a couple years to figure it out. But they come back year after year. and they want to have commitment from us. And so we show them the commitment, and we continue to, and that's what business is about, showing your customer commitment and then building that loyalty and then let them keep coming back.
I see the list of restoration of structural elements, existing features, the return of architectural pieces that had been removed in the past. Among the lost features that will be reinstated at the hotel are the third floor roof eave that distinguishes Grand Hotel in the 1900s and the famous porte-cochere that has been a stately element of the hotel's entrance as the years have gone by. And this project includes the restoring of the south facade, including its columns, flagpoles, siding, balconies, and windows. In addition, the front porch flooring will be replaced, as will the lobby and parlor-level awnings. This is a major, major project.
It is. And the biggest piece that I can't wait to do, which is in year 4 and 5, is the floor, the porch floor. And you can see right now that obviously that was not the floor look of the floor in 1887. It was a wood floor. And so I will be happy, although I wear a lot of rubber-soled shoes for health reasons to keep my feet good, but to listen to footsteps on a wood front porch.
So you're going to take that down to the wood and even replace the wood if need be?
Well, there's plywood underneath there now. There's no wood slats underneath there anymore.
I thought they just, over the years, covered the wood slats with some kind of other
all that's
flooring,
gone.
Whatever.
But that's so on the east side, we're going to pull up the east side. We're not so certain what's underneath the east side. So then you have to rebuild it. So you have to build the true foundation, smoke barrier, water barrier, and then the topping.
Wow.
And so, but imagine a few years from now, Paul, walking down the front porch with your wife and hearing your footsteps. Mm. That's when, I get chilled right now.
You can see
feel.
David has a feel in his heart about what this place should be. You do have a love for these historic buildings, that's for sure. Because honestly, I never thought when I was walking on the floor, gee, I missed the sound of my feet on a wood floor. I never thought of it that way. But I have said when I've looked at it, well, this obviously isn't the way it used to be.
No.
And you have worked very hard from the beginning to restore the original elegance of this building. And as we come into the 138th season, tell me about the season of connection, because you always have a theme.
So this year's connection is my favorite. We've had season of adventure before, and connection is really what it's about. So I just got finished with an orientation with our new team members, returning team members, and talked about people that come to Grand Hotel or to any iconic hotel or any higher end level property. If I were to give you this bottle of water, Paul, and you ask for a bottle of water, I give you a bottle of water, that service has been provided, and I might have a smile on your face, and you're like, great. Connection is the value that our team members at Grand Hotel can bring to that guest, and that from 32 different countries around the world coming together and just sharing their experiences here and sharing the experience of Grand Hotel, it's all about connection to the place and people around us.
And by the way, we have connections, having been here, luckily, many, many, many times over many, many, many years, of running into today, for example, many people who have been here for years. And the government does not make that very easy for you, bringing these people back seasonally, many of them from Jamaica, for example. It's great to see Onique, for example, and to see that he has moved up from the jockey club to now the manager of the main dining room.
Absolutely.
It's just wonderful to see those same people who then remember us as well.
Yes. Year after year. I mean, we have team members, Glenn Bulgin, waiter number one, 33rd season this year.
33rd. It's astonishing.
Yes, it is.
It's wonderful. You've done a great job. Keep up the good work. I want to remind you again, folks, go to grandhotel.com and look for the Grand News, the 2024 Spring Newsletter, Season of Connection. If you've never been here or if you've been here 100 times, you are going to love this booklet. And you don't have to download it or print it like I did. You can just look at it on your computer. It is going to whet your appetite and show you everything you need to know about Grand Hotel so that you will bring your family here and enjoy yourself in this 138th season, the Season of Connection, all under the auspices of the team leader, the quarterback, the president of operations, David Jerzak.
Thank you, David.
Thanks for keeping up the good work.
Great. And appreciate all your support throughout the years. And Look forward to seeing you a couple more times.
Well, we're going to be here a few more times this season with Sandy Brew Oz Chamber event, the Chamber Policy Conference. And then finally, after several years, we're getting the family as best we can all together again and having a family vacation here, which everybody's excited about. We're excited. Thank you for everything you do. As we continue, it's the 21st annual Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour, starting right here where we belong, at home at Grand Hotel.